This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey. Hi, hello everyone. How are you? Good evening and welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Which today, and I'm very excited to say this, is brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You! No, you!
And let's say good evening to Don.
There's a biography coming out on Phil Mickelson, right?
Okay, I'm good.
He reads about Booger, but Phil Mickelson, he's good.
Let's say good evening to let's say good evening to Don again.
I've been a Yankee fan since 1956.
Okay.
Super.
And, of course, a very special Cinco de Mayo good evening to Don.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
A good evening to myself.
Jesus, welcome!
Don, we got to bring back a list soon. We need a Don list soon.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. And lastly, Michael missed this last night. Lastly, let's say good evening to Andrew.
Not good.
Where was that from?
That was me asking how he was feeling about the Sixers' chances.
Not good.
He was right on. Still paying for that Eagles Super Bowl.
You mean karmically?
Yeah. Hey. Forever.
You want a Super Bowl without a starting quarterback. Why can't they win a championship without Embiid?
Doesn't it look like Harden? Wouldn't it be crazy, Andrew, for them to give Harden $50 million a year? He looks like a shot player.
It would be insane.
But I think they promised him.
Well, nothing is signed, and they would be out of their minds to do it.
You don't
hold on. You better put a call into your friend Daryl Morey.
You don't buy into the tanking for D'Antoni, do you?
No. That they're going to lose a playoff series on purpose to make a...
No, but that was something I heard Stephen A. like debating about. Is this Harden's way of getting his guy D'Antoni in here?
Right. But he's kind of tanking his own legacy for... No, I heard that too. No, I think that's, I don't know, that sounds insane.
Besides, Cassell might get the job anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's their top assistant, so it's possible, but yeah, it's not good.
Watch for Jay Wright.
Hey, all of a sudden they lost a couple of games in a row in Toronto. What did you hear? Oh, I might go back to the NBA.
Who's
this? The NBA. I might, that happened, you might.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Last night, in the Yankees' loss to the Blue Jays, Aaron Boone was ejected in the top of the 8th.
You! No, you!
Yankees trailing by a run. Aaron Judge called strike 3, much to the displeasure of our dear friend Aaron Boone. And he was ejected by home plate umpire Marty Foster for arguing. We asked Aaron Boone earlier, because you can hear him every week, Thursday, 4 p.m., right here on the Michael Kay Show.
Great spot.
We asked Aaron how his family reacts after a blow-up like that.
None of them had said anything to me yet. So I don't know if I have to broach the subject or if it's just going to be this unsaid, well, Dad did it again or something. I don't know.
Now,
real proud of it.
He kind of sounds like me after one of my blackout rants, right? I'm not proud of myself. I don't. Sometimes you've got to tell me what I said. I think he was really, truly angry.
But he did.
But
say
But Michael
that
asked the money. The money question was from Michael.
The stroke. About,
well, you know, you say it to me all the time, but Aaron's saying that he was like physically sore from it has
and
me
out
concerned.
Of breath.
Has me concerned.
And he has a pacemaker. That's not even a joke.
Right. No joke. So my knee jerk was like, oh, Michael, what are you? Come on, give me a break. He's like, but then I thought about it, and then his response told me, maybe that was a really good question, not sarcasm.
By the way, Michael with a beautiful plug for the Aaron Boone appearance yesterday. Don, did you hear it?
I don't think so. Oh, on the game?
Yeah.
I did not. No.
Yeah. As Boone was getting thrown out. Oh, well, very curious to hear what he's saying right now to Marty Foster. I guess you'll have to tune in tomorrow, 4 p.m.
on his weekly segment on the Michael Kay Show. You could hear it on 98.7 and see it on Yes.
You know, there was a time, Peter, where we'd beg Michael to do things like that, and he wouldn't. And he's really come around.
But you know why, Don? You know why? Because I had my future in front of me then. Now it's behind me.
That's not true.
If they all take it away now, I'm good, as you would say. I'm good. If it goes away, you know what? I've had a good run. Maybe it's time for me to go.
No. The name of your 33rd and final book.
Maybe it's time for me to go. Isn't that perfect for the last book?
That's it.
Well, no, you take the maybe out. It's time for me to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that would be something. Speaking of things going away, Phil Mickelson's had a lot of money go away. Supposedly $40 million in gambling losses between 2010 and 2014.
Holy crap.
That's according to his biographer.
BetMGM does a great job, Peter, but there's no bonus code Don 4 million or 40 million. Get $40 million in free bets with BetMGM.
Yeah. You mean, yeah, those were not, you know, free same game parlays
right.
that you do on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, the reason they found this out, guys, is that there was a government auditor investigating Mickelson's finances over those 4 years.
Yeah.
Because of insider trading and stuff like that. So that's just the 4 years that the government audited, and they found out he lost $10 million a year. You think he stopped in 2014? What do you think he's crawling to the Saudis for to get more money?
Yeah.
Well, but by the way, that makes his statement even dumber. If you really need the money that bad, why wouldn't you just stay quiet and go get it?
Because I think he thinks he's smarter than he really is.
Isn't it crazy, though? At what point do you not – at how much money would it take losing before you go, I got a problem?
I think you have a problem. You never know that you have a problem when you have a problem.
But, like, we're talking about you're down – I understand Phil's worth a lot of money. But when you've lost $10 million
– No.
Well, it also tells you you're an awful gambler.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But that's what happens when you're trying to make up. You're not betting $50 on the over. You know, you're betting a lot of money, and then you lose, and then you got to make up for it. And God, if I lose $50 on the app, I can't sleep. I can't imagine what it would be to lose that kind of money, guys.
Because
you could be Elon Musk. You're red hot. You lost $40 million.
Well, there's a lot of drama involved with you, though. You lose 50, you got to crawl to Nancy to get the money to pay it off. She's going to know about it. She controls the money.
Well, she – but not – No. Not I have a credit card, Michael, and that's all you need to put money on the app. And plus the app, they gave me some money to play with when I started.
All right.
That's all I'm working with. So it's all right.
All right. Then you shouldn't
have to ask
over.
Her. I don't think she likes it if I just squander money that way. But
you think,
I don't have
to ask honestly, you think Nancy would be upset if you lost $40 million?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, listen. The reason we're living the way we're living right now is we could have $40 million, but you know, I bet the Chiefs a couple of Super Bowls ago, and
it's a joke.
Sorry.
By the way, that is the sign these days that you know someone may be gambling too much. If you say to them like, "Hey, sir, I like to bet. Oh, you on the FanDuel? What do you got there? Oh, no, I still got a guy." You don't need a guy anymore. I mean, I'm not trying to cut into their business, but there's an easy way to do this. Marcus,
no, but you can't. Listen, I guess you can. You can't lose. How much is there any maximums you can bet on these apps?
I'm sure they shut you down after a while.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
$40 million would be tough.
I'm sure Phil Mickelson was gambling in Vegas.
Yes.
And he probably has a line of credit that we can only dream of.
I don't want it. I don't want your line of credit. You know what happens? You lose $40 million.
But you have control, obviously. Phil doesn't. There are people that don't. They can't stop themselves.
Was Phil beating up Don Rickles like in Casino? You got to go. I'm not going anywhere. I got a marker coming.
Right. Exactly. Marcus Smart expected. That's right. He's expected to be back. In game
By the way, can
three.
I just say one thing?
Bucks.
This is a personal message to Phil. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Keep that in mind.
Hey, listen, maybe there's a future in radio for him.
I heard there's big money in apps.
That's true. Marcus Smart will be back, though, people are expecting at least, on Saturday, 3:30, Game 3, Celtics-Bucks.
NBA's the worst with these Tuesday-Saturday. God, get into a flow with the series, can we?
I know. I thought we were here now. I mean, it worked out well for me because I didn't need the Penguins. Oh, but it's still going to stay on the same schedule because it's Saturday and the hockey Saturday, too.
No, listen, I get it in the first round. You want to try to get a game every night, but you're not getting a game. There's no game tonight. There's nothing tonight. Like, I don't understand how.
No, they're
working
dead tonight.
It's working for them. The ratings are up, but like, I just don't understand. You work so hard to try to make sure you have games every night. Now you get to the second round. The Bucks and the Celtics haven't played since Tuesday. We'll play Game 3 on Saturday, and then you have dark nights. And I'm not talking about Batman.
I knew it. You couldn't resist it. Louis Domingue getting the start in net for the Penguins tonight.
Louis Domingue.
Domingue.
No, not right. Domingue.
The Mingster.
Louis Domingue. He's getting the start tonight, though, for the Penguins in Game 2. Of course, you can hear Rangers-Pens Game 2 right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Ray Rowe.
Who's doing the play-by-play?
Well, first of all, we have the pregame at 6:30. Then at 7 p.m., Donald Marco LaGreca will
Tweet
be on
that!
The call.
Print
Don,
that!
If this goes 3 overtimes, do you have the voice for it? Will you hold up?
I think so.
All right.
As you say, I do 70% of the show anyway.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
you say, Peter, it's 81 today?
and that's what missing the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, he made up for a lot of it, though.
Oh, really not good.
Wow, not good at all.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, any guess on who sold the most NFL merch during the 2021 season?
Ed Hospodar.
No, that's logical. Wait,
is it a person or a team?
This is a person. I'm talking about an individual.
It's not Tom Brady?
I'm asking. I didn't say that.
All right, Tom Brady.
That's right.
That's right, man.
That's right, man. Second.
That's right, man.
Second? Well, my logic is always somebody that changed teams or somebody new. Like,
Stafford.
If Trevor Lawrence was anywhere but Jacksonville, I'd guess him. But I don't think anybody wants a Jaguar jersey.
Stafford.
Nope. It's not someone on a new team.
Cooper
it's
Kupp.
Because it's a gorgeous jersey, too. I'm going to go P. Holmes. P. That's Mahomes.
That is correct, Donald. Mr. Mahomes. Now, this went all the way through the playoffs, so that may make some more sense. After Mahomes, you get Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Mac Jones, Dak Prescott, and the first non-quarterback. This is interesting. The first non-quarterback is George Kittle at 7.
Wow, that is interesting.
Right? T.J. Yeah. Watt at 12. But, yeah, I guess – I mean, I know Kittle's beloved out there, but wow. Guys, we got to hear from Kyrie Irving. He was on the Kevin Durant's podcast.
I'm out, okay? I'm not engaging in Kyrie Irving anymore. I'm going to pull another leaf.
No, don't leave. Let's hear it.
You're not going to storm off again, are you?
No storm off tonight. Let's hear from Kyrie.
I was not expecting, you know, a mandate to be brought down in a way that it wasn't going to allow me to play at all. Like, you know, I had the opportunity to play away games still, but there was no plan in place. There was no vision of like how it's going to work for our team, and I think that really impacted not just me but a lot of people. So, you know, just had to sit in that hot seat for a little bit and deal with it, man. Life of a martyr, bro.
He even
refers to himself as a martyr.
Come on, really, really.
Is he implying at the beginning, by the way, the whole no plan in place, that kind of seemed like shots at the Nets to me.
Sure it was.
Or was it the NBA?
Well, what could the plan be? I mean, the NBA fought it, right? The Nets fought it. What was the plan?
Also,
was it?
I would have seen it coming.
Was that a shot at him not playing at all to start? Remember, was that what he's taking a shot at?
Yeah, and you know the Nets didn't distinguish themselves by capitulating on that. And what I would like Joe Tsai to do, take a look in Queens and see how Steve Cohen just completely ate $40 million. You do the right thing for the long term. Health of your team. Bringing back Kyrie on a multi-year contract is idiocy. If you want to sign him to a one-year deal, then sign a one-year deal. Maybe that will force him to play. But sign him to a five-year deal guaranteeing him $250 million? It's awful. Why would you do that?
Because KD told you to?
You can't let a player. You know what?
I agree.
Francisco Lindor told the Mets, I don't want you guys to release Cano. And he makes $341 million. You know what they did? They released him.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
Because there's adults in the room with the Mets finally.
Yeah, I mean, imagine a world in which Kyrie gets the extension before Aaron Judge.
That will be the world.
That would be the world. He'll definitely
have to get the extension before then.
Unless they don't do it.
I think they're going to do it because they're afraid of Kevin.
Last night, did you guys see Charles Barkley refuse to touch the Stanley Cup on TNT?
I did see that.
Hey, here's what it sounded like.
Whoa.
Don't come back this way.
No.
Oh, he knew I can't touch it.
Can't.
I would never touch that.
I'm surprised you would never touch that.
You don't even want to touch it. I would never touch a championship trophy.
Why?
That's just a rule. Anybody knows that.
Even if it's not your sport.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, Shaq's saying he's right. He lifted it. So the guys that lifted it, Shaq and Kenny, have championships. So,
yep.
Well, what Barkley going to jinx? I don't get it.
But the thing is that, listen, Charles, you're not going to win a Stanley Cup, so it's okay to touch it.
Yeah, but I think for Charles, it's about the fact that he hasn't won an NBA. It's like beating himself up because he hasn't won an NBA title.
Okay, well, if you don't want to touch the O'Brien Trophy, but it was never in the cards for him to win a cup, unless he like all of a sudden joined, you know, became part owner of the Coyotes or something, which I guess could happen.
If he's got like $6.
I also enjoyed
bad shape.
Shaq tried to lift it up at first and had trouble, and he said, my shoulders are tired from carrying the Lakers, the Magic, the Heat.
He's funny.
Shaq's very good.
His gas opinion, you know, have you heard? I'm sure you've heard it.
No.
But you fill your tank when you get to half at only $20. That way you don't have to spend the $40 on the full tank. And they're trying to explain to him that you're still having to pay $20 more often, so it ends up being the same. And Shaq's like, no. You fill it at half and just put $20 in. And you save yourself $20. And he's like, but then you still have to spend 22 more times. He's like, no. Shaq believes that he's saving money by filling his tank at half for $20.
Listen, I'm not complaining. I filled my car today. I was stunned. It was $77.
No, it's a lot. But if you filled it at half, Michael, for 37,
yeah, you're right.
You're not cheating the system.
And 37 is
not half of 77.
It's not half of 77. But it's that hilarious. Will do it for ENN. That's right. Which tonight is brought to you by our friends at Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. And, of course, this one's important today. Casa Noble. Sit back and celebrate Cinco de Mayo today. The Noble way with Casa Noble tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments. I hope everyone enjoys the 5th of February.
Don, can I tell you one thing?
What's that, dear?
Be great tonight. I know you
yes.
will be. We're all rooting for you. The Rangers guaranteed win night because you're behind the mic.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right, so the pregame starts in moments, and then Donnie's play-by-play starts at 7. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. Say goodbye to Hollywood, everyone. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.